Welcome back to the second hour of In Defense of Humanity on June 3rd, 2017. My name is Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking about the partnership between Big Pharma and the Food and Drug Administration. And people don't realize that this has gone on since the Food and Drug Administration was established. Most people don't know the history, and we've talked about that on this show. But the Cochrane collaboration that I mentioned earlier represents how far-reaching the FDA and the pharmaceutical model has advanced itself over the last century. Thanks to the Rockefellers and their foundations and their funds, they have promoted this model in countries across Scandinavia, across Europe, really across the whole globe, which was Rockefeller's goal. Russell Blaylock did a wonderful program on this, explaining what he had discovered about the history. And he had discovered by the mid-50s, I guess, mid-40s, mid-50s, Rockefeller felt he had the healthcare profession under control in the United States. The FDA was established, the CDC was established, the National Institute of Health was established. So he started reaching out into other countries to set up a similar model controlled by Big Pharma and the corporations, the healthcare corporations across the planet. And sadly, with the help of the United Nations World Health Organization and other institutions and huge amounts of money, which they have, the robber barons, of course, have it all, he was able to establish this horrific model in many, many countries. In fact, probably most countries, if not all countries. So this really is a fight for humanity. It's not just an American fight. It's not just here in our country that we're in trouble. This model, as Peter Gotcha wrote, has gone everywhere. And hence you see in the 90s the absolute necessity for the Cochrane collaboration. I am so pleased that good physicians like Peter Gotcha recognized the problem early. I was completely unaware in the mid-90s of this, the extent of the influence that Big Pharma had on medical science, on science on all levels, and on the whole medical industrial complex was built on bogus information about pharmaceutical products and treatments, and even screening tests. We talked about that on a previous show. Even the screening tests, someone's making money and you don't need them. Some of them are harmful. So we're all going to have to educate ourselves and our family to the best of our ability to protect ourselves from this medical monster that the robber barons have created over the last century. The call-in number tonight is 1-800-313-9443. And I'm inviting people, if they have stories of how their family got harmed, please share them. We will be sympathetic. It's important that we all understand, as long as you live in this country, there's a chance that you will be in their system if you don't volunteer and walk in the door. There's always the chance that you could have a heart attack or an accident, car accident or any other kind of accident, and find yourself in the midst of this medical machine. Now, looking at the pictures, if we stand back far enough, I started into this with my awareness of the dangers of vaccines and the fact that Big Pharma is selling vaccines as both safe and effective, and they are not, neither. And they're causing huge amounts of injury and harm to our children, to our seniors, and even to ourselves. The hospital that my close relative was in, all of the nurses and doctors had to accept the flu shot this year or lose their job. So there is no age group that's going to be protected, unless they understand how to protect themselves as living men and women and give up on the fantasy that the Bill of Rights is going to protect them, because that's simply not the case. So we have a whole group of people out there who are aware of the dangers of vaccines, huge networks of people. We have huge networks of people who are aware of the danger of statin drugs and other cardiac drugs, and understand that there's a big lie regarding heart disease going on every day, the lie that has been told our doctors. Again, I recommend Statin Nation, the documentary. We have a huge number of people who are being subjected to psychotropic drugs, like the story that we read tonight. Many of them are children. They're going into the schools. They're trying to give surveys to get children to fill out surveys, whether or not they're depressed. The teachers are claiming that some children who are just active or a little immature for their age need medication, have attention deficit disorder, so that child can be put on a dangerous psychotropic drug. Then we have patient advocacy organizations. Now, it just occurred to me, we all have the same goal. We all want to be well, and we're all getting hammered by this pharmaceutical industry. And wouldn't it be wonderful if all of these groups could aim their efforts at Big Pharma? There's thousands and thousands of people across the country who are working on trying to fix healthcare, and yet you don't hear hardly any of them, very few, focusing on the tragedy and the corruption and the death and disease created by Big Pharma. I find that just shocking. I think it's a political decision. I think they're afraid. If you have a nonprofit, I think they're afraid of losing their nonprofit if they go after the Big Pharma or the FDA. And it is that partnership that is creating this problem. So we can go after politicians. We could say we want more safe and effective drugs. We're all going to demand more safe and effective drugs. But what you've got there is an institution, a partnership between two institutions whose goal is to make money and at all costs, basically. So on our website, we have Big Pharma Exposed. It's at the anticorruptionsociety.com homepage. You can see at the top, it's got a tab that says Big Pharma Exposed. And again, there is a two-page, one piece of paper handout that everyone who's in this battle could use to break this connection that their neighbors, their friends, their families have to the medical establishment. And it's based on a lie. They like their doctors. They think their doctors know all about these drugs, and it is not true. Their doctors do not know about the dangers of these drugs. These physicians are told and trained in continuing medical education courses, in medical school, in journals. They are continually told, if you prescribe a medication for John Doe, and he comes back saying, no, I don't feel good, I've got this problem, they are taught the problem John Doe is expressing concern over is generally either made up in his head, or it's just a part of the disease that he's got. So the answer to John Doe's complaint is to write another prescription. Never do they stop and think that the answer to John Doe's complaint can very well be the drug that the doctor wrote a prescription for. That's why it's so important. Even give a copy of Big Pharma Exposed to your physician. It will make him uncomfortable, but there's no other way. And it's important that he gets uncomfortable enough that he himself is not subjecting himself to these pharmaceutical products like my friend. My friend's health is going to deteriorate because he bought the lie about cholesterol and he bought the lie about statin drugs, and he's a physician. So I'm doing my best to educate family who are not in the profession as well as friends who are. I don't see another way. If someone has another way to crack this mess and to get the attention of the healthcare professionals as well as the patients, please call in. I'm open to suggestions. But I don't think we can quit, or we're just going to sit by and watch our family and our friends get sicker and sicker until they wake up to the reality of what today's consumer healthcare system has really become. Okay, we have a caller from Wisconsin. Bill, good evening. How are you?
Okay, Al. Appreciate your show. As usual, you've got a lot of good information. Now, I don't know what your feeling is about President Trump on a lot of issues, but he did establish a commission to look into vaccine injury, and he appointed Bobby Kennedy Jr., very liberal Democrat, who is opposed to a lot of the vaccines for a lot of reasons, and he is heading up this commission to investigate. And I get health alert from Dr. Bruce West. I don't know if you're familiar with that newsletter, but Dr. West pointed out that Kennedy and his group there has offered a $100,000 reward for anyone that could produce a study which indicates that there is a safe level of thimerosal, ethyl mercury, and what was the other one? Well, on infants and pregnant women. And so far, no takers. So there is an attempt, you know, to try to derail the pharmaceutical industry and their connection with vaccines there. They are also promoting the film, the documentary Vaxxed. Have you seen that, Al?
No, I have not seen it yet.
Okay, that is probably on YouTube or somewhere, you know, so that you could see it. This was a production put out by Del Bigtree, who was the producer, or one of the producers, of the TV show The Doctors. And what people would be constantly calling in to the show and trying to get that show to cover the vaccine injury. So Bigtree started to look into that, and the result is this movie Vaxxed. V-A-X-X-E-D, and he is teaming up with Robert De Niro, with Bobby Kennedy, and, you know, they are promoting this film all across the country, everywhere they go. They have a big bus where, and then they give a speech in a local community, and people can come forward and hear what they have to say, but then also relate their own experiences, and it's quite revealing.
I think that's good. I mean, as far as education is concerned, I think that's excellent, you know, to get more people aware. Once people are aware that the FDA is approving these vaccines that are turning out to be dangerous and in some cases lethal, that does open the door for people like me and possibly you, because I think you're aware of this problem. It does open the door for them to start to question, well, who's approving these toxic vaccines? How are they getting approved? You know, it's time that that question rises to the top. How are they getting approved? Who is approving them?
Well, any of the studies that are done, as you pointed out, are being done by the vaccine makers or the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
The FDA, per se, does not test any of these things.
Now, did they bring that out in
the
movie,
film,
Bill?
The Vaxxed, they reference a whistleblower from the CDC, Dr. William Thompson, who came forward, evidently had a conscience, and said that in the 2004 study, which, gave the okay and said there was no autism connection between the vaccines, especially measles, mumps, and rubella, he said that they got in a room. These are the people that did the study, and he was one of them. And they had brought in a garbage can, can you imagine, and threw away information that would be contrary to this approval. Now, Congressman William Posey stood up in the well of the House of Representatives and indicated that he wanted the House Oversight Committee to investigate this. And most of the congressmen, Republicans, Democrats, they're all on board because they take money from these drug companies. So far, to my knowledge, it's not scheduled. But, it should be, and again, I think I mentioned this on your show before, I serve on the Board of Health here in the county because I'm a county supervisor, and every meeting I try to bring out something that shows, the harm that's being done, and I'm always at odds with the medical whore that is the doctor that's on the committee. It's an insanity.
Well, have you ever thought about printing out that Big Pharma exposed and handing it to him?
I'm sorry, Al. What was that?
Have you thought about printing out that two-page, it's really one piece of paper, front and back, Big Pharma?
Well, I will do so. Yeah, I will do so. And that's on your website, right? Anti-corruption?
Yes, anticorruptionsociety.com. At the top, it's a tab, Big Pharma Exposed. You scroll down, and there's a link to a PDF. You can print that out, and that will shake him up, because those are doctors saying there's something wrong with his profession.
I shook him up last week.
Okay, hang on. We're going to break. We'll be back. Hold on.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I believe Bill from Wisconsin. Are you still on the phone, Bill?
Yeah, Al.
Bill, I don't have any luck myself with these doctors. If I go head-to-head with my opinion and then I try to quote researchers, these doctors, they honestly believe that they've got far more information in this than we do. That's why handing them a piece of paper and saying, this is what other doctors have to say, and that piece of paper includes some pretty prominent physicians blowing the whistle on this mess.
I do that, you know, I do that all the time. I reference Dr. Blaylock. There was a physician from Cleveland Clinic. Name escapes me. I brought in a news article about him. He wanted a flu shot without any thimerosal, but then he found out there was formaldehyde in it, and he was up in arms and all of this, and then Cleveland Clinic came down on him, and then he had to make his statement that, you know, vaccines are safe and effective. And, you know, I don't know why a doctor like that would go against the Hippocratic Oath and just simply, he knows it's wrong, and he hangs on to his financial position. There are so many doctors now breaking away, and they are setting up their own practices that are integrative, where you can get maybe a little bit of, you know, the bad stuff, or at least you can get other kinds of treatments for your problems, whether it's chelation, ozone therapy, blood, you know, ozone treatments, and, you know, there's just a ton of it out there. I work on my state legislators here in Wisconsin to try to get them to set up health freedom in the state, because if we had that, then medical costs would come down. We wouldn't be coming down hard on these alternative health programs that are doing so much good. So, you know, last meeting, I brought in a 13-page thing from Sanofi Pasteur. This is the actual breakdown of that drug for pertussis and whooping cough. And I showed them right in there. It said some of the causes or some of the adverse reactions are SIDS and autism. I mean, it's right there in the, you know, breakdown of the drug company themselves. So,
you know what I have, you know what I found, the game that they're playing, and I see it over this article that I've been reading from tonight, Misplaced Trust, Why FDA Approval Doesn't Guarantee Drug Safety. That's what I've been reading from. You can find that on www.drugwatch.com. Is what they've done now is they're weighing risk benefits, right? That's what they're all trained in. You have to weigh the risk and the benefits.
Yeah.
That has replaced the Hippocratic Oath. Yeah. These medical schools are getting away from the Hippocratic Oath and moving to what you call evidence-based medicine, which is not, and getting the whole dialogue turned over on its head to make it about risks and benefits. Now, what they're doing is they think that the doctor should weigh the risk and the benefit and tell the patient very little about the risk. So,
well, it says
absolutely right. But the
brochure that they are supposed to warn parents that there could be an adverse reaction. And I would bet you a dollar to a donut that they merely hand out that, you know, that thing that glosses over any kind of adverse reaction, maybe a redness at the site and, you know, this type of thing, and downplays it, that they don't say specifically that, you know, there can be a very serious adverse reaction.
Okay, hang in there, Bill. Now, we're going to break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network
of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Defense of Humanity, and we're talking to Bill from Wisconsin. You're absolutely right, Bill. They're not giving informed consent, and I talked about that over and over. The definition of informed consent is not happening in vaccines. They're not informing in psychotropic drugs. We told this story about that. They're not being informed in cardiac drugs, statin drugs. The patients are not being informed, and one reason is they're keeping the physicians in the dark. That protects the big industry, right? If the physicians don't read the package inserts, if the physicians say, I don't want to know what this is because I'm obligated to prescribe it anyway, so I'd better not know, then the whole concept of informed consent goes out the window. We've got to inform ourselves, I'm afraid, and that's what this wife of the gentleman who hung himself after he took psychotropic drugs decided, that it's up to us to inform ourselves.
I think that Zoloft, one of the main ingredients is fluoride.
It could be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. At one of the meetings, I even brought forth a gal that, you know, was working for a company. The company offered flu shots. She took the flu shot and then got that Guillain-Barré, she was paralyzed and,
yes,
you know, had a walker, a wheelchair, and she came in and just wept before the committee, and this guy had the gall to sit there and say there was no relationship between the shot and what happened to her. I mean,
what
some of these people, say that they're, he's heartless. All it is. Arrogant and heartless, and I am going to do with my dying breath to try to bring this son of a gun down.
Was she a victim of Gardasil?
No, she got the flu shot. She was an adult, and it's in the insert again, Guillain-Barré, or however you pronounce it.
Now, I'm going to read another section that I didn't know. I learned this through this wonderful article that I've been quoting from. This will, unfortunately, it will shed some light onto why we have these shots once they get approved, why they never get removed from the market. And I don't know that Robert Kennedy is aware of this, so I'm going to read this because I wasn't aware until I read this wonderful article. And this section is called FDA's Recall Notification System Needs Improvement. Not only does the FDA have issues with approving drugs with incomplete safety studies, it also takes far too long to identify dangerous drugs that make it onto the market and warn the public. A 2012 study from researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston found the FDA's recall system isn't enough to warn healthcare providers or patients. The study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine found the FDA only issued notices for about half of the Class 1 recalls from 2004 to 2011. Class 1 recalls are the most serious and typically cause death or serious injury. Quote, the FDA offers this communication service, and we anticipate that a lot of providers may rely on it, and doing so may not be getting the information they need when drugs are recalled, unquote. Joshua Gagne, an epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital and one of the authors of the study, told ABC News. While the FDA may suggest or request a recall, it has no legal authority to enforce a drug recall. Let me say that again. That blew my mind. It has no legal authority to enforce a drug recall. Ultimately, manufacturers are responsible for pulling dangerous products off the market. This weakens the FDA's authority to ensure safety. The number of drug recalls surged in recent years, according to FDA data made public in 2014. Recalls nearly tripled from 499 in 2012 to 1,225 in 2013. The FDA classified 1,031 of the 2013 recalls as Class 2. The product may cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences. However, in February 2017, Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut introduced a new bill called the Recall Unsafe Drugs Act that would allow the FDA to require drug companies to recall a product. Quote, as it stands, the FDA would have to go through an arduous legal process to take action against manufacturers. This is unacceptable and threatens the health and safety of American families. The Recall Unsafe Drug Acts will enable the FDA to step in and issue a mandatory recall of drugs that have been found to cause serious health consequences or death, unquote, DeLauro told the Regulatory Affairs Professional Society. That's why I'm not as thrilled about Robert Kennedy Jr. on this vaccine safety thing. I don't know that he's aware that if you prove the flu shot caused Guillain-Barré and you said to FDA, we've got the proof, they don't have the authority right now to recall it. Did you know that? I didn't know that until just yesterday.
I think they recalled Vioxx. There were major problems with that. Now, whether the drug manufacturer withdrew it, I don't know.
No,
but
it
then
was
the swine flu vaccine.
It was in the 70s.
That was actually, you know, killing a number of people, and they withdrew it. There was a big hype. We've got to fight this, you know, swine flu, and the next thing you know, people were dropping.
Okay, that was the manufacturers. When the manufacturers are losing money or it's bad publicity, they will take their products off the market. What we found, our family found recently, is what the FDA does, because they don't have the authority to demand a drug is removed from the market. They issue what's called a black box warning. That they can do. A black box warning is serious warning from the FDA that this drug is a big, big problem and can cause serious harm. But this black box warning doesn't necessarily translate into the doctor no longer prescribing the drug, as my family discovered. In fact, the doctors that we were dealing with didn't even know about the black box warning. So even though the warning had been issued, this physician was still prescribing this drug. So we look at Gardasil. In 2014, one of the scientists who was involved in the discovery or the creation of Gardasil, his name was Dr. Bernard Delbuc, confessed that Gardasil is a worthless vaccine that not only fails to protect against cervical cancer, but also puts individuals at risk of paralysis, encephalitis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and a host of other debilitating ailments. That was in the spring of 2014. That drug is still on the market.
I know. That's a bad one. That vaccine, and this doctor not only was pushing it for young girls, but also boys.
Yes, and it's still happening. So the question is, does the FDA, and apparently this congresswoman saying the FDA does not have the power and the muscle to pull these drugs, to force these drugs to be removed from the market. This is huge. When I read that, I said, well, we've got to all change our target, you know, and really expose this. FDA is not protecting the public, nor is the CDC. And Big Pharma, okay, is out of control, and we don't have a regulatory agency that's in control.
Absolutely.
And to say that we should have a freedom of choice, you know, for me, Bill, that's like saying you should have the choice to be poisoned or to poison your children. But you and I would say, are you informed that that's what you're doing? And the answer to the question is, of course not. They don't know that's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, like Dr. Daniels on Sunday night says, you know, what Americans pay for is death. You know, they're buying into this health care, and all they're getting is they're paying for their death.
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately, that's what seems to be going on. Now, it's not true that some people do get better, but they get better probably. I have a friend, we were talking about this stuff, and she was on 7 medications. And she confessed to me that she felt so lousy that she discontinued 5 of them all on her own. She just said, that's it. I'm not taking them. We need more people willing to do that.
They tried to put me on blood thinners, and I take about 13 years, a Japanese enzyme called natokinase, which, breaks up blood clots. And is not a drug, so you can get it at health food stores.
And it works.
Yeah. I just made a leap of faith. I'm not going through that warfarin business anymore, and that's it. And still here.
This leap of faith, you know, it's a hard one. I don't know if it took you a while, but I took a leap of faith with about 3 different incidents where they were prescribing things and I had my doubts, and I went to alternatives, and it made me a little nervous because it was a leap of faith, but I decided that I didn't trust their drugs at all, and it turned out great for me. You know, I mean, I got better and didn't have any side effects.
yeah.
But
it's out there, people. Take responsibility for your own health. Do some research. Look into holistic doctors and integrative doctors, and it's a whole new ball game, and that's what you should be doing anyway.
Right. And when my family member got sick, the concern was that through all these preventative programs and wellness programs, they're trying to get everybody to come in and have a cholesterol test. For those who are in that world, Dr. Steven Sinatra has a
I take one of his. I take a CoQ10 with resveratrol and something else.
Yeah, because I
get one of his.
He is absolutely exposing the whole cholesterol lie, you know.
He's a cardiologist,
and I was fascinated with his website because he said he figured it out when he was doing cardiac cath, and he would have a patient with a high cholesterol, and he'd go in to do the cath, and there were no plaques. Yeah. Then he'd have a patient with a low cholesterol, and he'd go in to do a cath, and the patient had all kinds of plaques. And he said, he finally recognized cholesterol had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So that's also a point made in this documentary, Statin Nation. Lots of doctors are making that point. The whole cholesterol thing is a scam. Well, and that's, again, the problem is, let's just say we get a lot of people to recognize that statins are dangerous, causing harm, not helping people. Again, if this bill doesn't pass, we don't have an agency that can demand that they get removed.
I will say this, on the positive side, you know, they give statistics at the Board of Health concerning the number of people that are getting vaccines, and they admit it's way down.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what, my husband reported back to me, he went to this pharmacy, and they have hired a nurse practitioner who sits behind this like little table with a chair alongside of it. I have to go down and investigate that because she is the wellness nurse.
Yeah. Now, it's probably Walgreens at the corner of Healthy and Happy.
Yeah. What do you think she's peddling, this wellness nurse?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go question her because I'd like to know. I also had a friend who was willing, and I don't know that he's had a chance. He was willing to go in. You know how they have the signs in front of the pharmacy, flu shots here, right?
Yeah.
He was going to go in. He said he'd go in for me and ask and say, I'm interested in getting a flu shot. Could I see the package insert so I am fully informed? And he was going to demand and make kind of a fuss if the pharmacist wouldn't give it to him. He'd say to him, what are you trying to hide? You know?
Well, see, I think if all the listeners would start doing that.
The
local head of the department has to give me whatever I ask for. So I get all of the inserts.
There you go.
I
know you go by these pharmacies all over the country. I think we could do this quiet little pleasant rebellion and go in and say, I'm interested in the flu shot. Could I have a copy of the package insert, you know, so I am informed?
Yeah.
And see what they do. And if they don't, well, we don't have them. Could you get it for me? And if they still say, well, we got this little handout. Now I want the package insert. And then ultimately you can just look them in the eye and just say, are you hiding something?
Well, when I see people, I say, how's it going? Oh, man, did I get the flu? And I say, did you get the shot? Yeah. I say, well, that's why you got it.
Well, thank you, Bill. I enjoyed talking to you. We're going to wrap up.
And I like your music at the end of the show, Al.
I'm so glad. And that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm so glad you enjoy it. I'm going to remind others to listen. It's a beautiful song. If you ever just want to hear the song by itself, you can type in YouTube, Shout to the Lord, Inca Gold, and you can hear the song without my talking. It's a gorgeous song, and they do a beautiful job. So please participate in our weekly imaging exercise. We need to use our heart and our mind and our spirit to image the kind of world that you know we deserve, the kind of world you know our children deserve, which would be a healthy, happy world, and we would no longer be preyed upon by profiteers. Good night. We'll be back next week.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again. to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption.